Welcome to TSB Goes to the Movies. I am Alex at TSB Pod. He is King at Jeromney. He is Ski at TSB Ski. You may tweet us your suggestions for movies if you would like, or you can join our Discord. That is the best way to get them to us. Join our Discord. It's the TSB episodes thing in our Discord. That's where you can give us your ideas in there. If you need an invitation to join our Discord, just let us know and we can send you one, or just search for it. Sportsbury in Discord. How many times do I have to say that? Also, twitch.tv/TSBpod to watch the sports podcast live every Thursday. And if you miss those, you can watch them on YouTube because I post them there along with the TSB top three segments as well. So we're on all the things, TSB pod on all the things. Just find us and whatever. Yeah, if you have a thing, search for Sportsbury on the thing, and we'll be on the thing. The movie this week is my movie. It comes from 1985. It is currently on Max, and it is Police Story. It has a 93% on Rotten Tomatoes, a 7.5 on IMDb, and a 78 on Metacritic. It stars Jackie Chan playing the character named Chan, of course. Let's see. Bridget Lin played Selena Fong. Man, I need my glasses. Where did I put my glasses? Doctor says I can't read without my glasses. Maggie Chung played May. Yuen Chor played Mr. Chu Tao. Bill Tong played Bill Wong. Kent Tong played Tom. Chi Wing Lau played Klung, the lawyer. And that's it. That's pretty much all you need. Written and directed by Jackie Chan. He has directed 17 of his 150 things that he has been in his career, and written 11 of them. No, 15 of them. I literally can't read my handwriting without my glasses right now.
My glasses.
I can't read without my glasses.
We might have to change our podcast to like the geriatric podcast.
Seriously, though.
He's gray beard. You can't see.
Like, seriously, though. It's getting worse, too. It's not getting better. Let's see. He also directed, by the way, out of the movies he did direct, Drunken Master 2. And he also wrote and directed Police Story 2 as well. So Drunken Master 2 is also called The Legend of Drunken Master. When it was re-released in the States, when I think Tarantino produced it, I think is how it got over here, because like Tarantino produced like a few like overseas movies and brought them over and released them in theaters and renamed them, I guess. But like,
he didn't do anything. All he did was repackage it for Americans.
Yes, but that said, that is a movie I saw when that happened, and Drunken Master 2 is my favorite Jackie Chan movie. I fucking love that movie.
Much better than the first one, the original one.
Yes, also. Correct. Like the comedy and shit, and like the insane act, like the fight inside the bar or whatever, where he goes from the second floor to the bottom floor and they use like the bamboo sticks and shit. It's fucking amazing. Anyway, that's not this movie. Budget for Police Story, $500,000, and the box office, it was released in Asia and Europe, was $18.7 million. So made a lot of money. That's why he got to make like 30 sequels to this movie. And not just sequels, he rebooted it and was the star of it.
Like, yeah, there's a current reboot with another one coming out like this next year.
The third reboot of this movie series starring Jackie Chan, which is... Never heard of that before. But yeah, so let's see. It won Best Picture and Action Movie in the 1986 Hong Kong Film Awards. So there you
now,
go.
Now, if you didn't know a year on this movie was made, what year would you think?
I would have said like late 70s.
Yeah.
Like after watching it, I would have said like 78, maybe something like that.
The quality, I mean, I think we've watched a bunch of movies from 84 to 86. You know, I know different country, you know, they weren't as advanced in movie making at the time. But yeah, this just looked like it was.
It looked cheap.
College students shot it.
Yes. And it looked like it was shot for $500,000, which I know, like, we're not talking about like Hollywood or anything or something like that, but still, like, production value was low. Which there's a story that goes into that too, because the big action sequence at the end, where Jackie Chan jumps from the top floor of the mall and like rides down the whatever the hell they are, like the strings, or what was that?
It was a
Wires?
pole that had a
It
bunch
was,
of
yeah, it
Christmas
was like
lights
a
wrapped around
pole
it.
with a bunch of like lights on it or whatever. Like that last scene, they had to do like that whole mall, like, interaction, like everything around that, them jumping on the stairs, them doing all that shit. They had to do it like in a day because the mall fucking opened.
It was a
And
mall,
so literally they did
active
it
mall.
overnight. They had to like do the scenes and then get out of there by the morning because the mall opened and they needed to like clean up everything. It's like, okay.
The crazy thing about all this, how cheaply it was made and everything was Jackie Chan was the biggest star of China, like during this time. I saw something where they named this movie Police Story because every time he would come out with a movie, they would immediately rip it off and come off with something like Drunken Master. They would, repurpose it to Drunken something else.
Inebriated master.
So they named it Police Story just because people wouldn't fully know what the story was about. They know it's a cop. That's about it.
Which,
But
by the way,
this was
which, by
big
the
budget, though. This is a big budget movie, though, which is the crazy thing for how shockingly awful it is. Like,
looking,
aesthetically.
it is. Yeah.
Aesthetically, yeah.
Yeah, you really could see. You really could see the difference. And, like, I remember, I was telling you before we started, Ski, like, I remember first time I saw this movie was, it was a long time ago, and it was very much in my, I'm learning about Jackie Chan, because I had seen a couple of things. I mean, luckily for me, like, Rush Hour wasn't the first thing I saw of Jackie Chan. I had seen him before that, but like, it was getting into him and being like, hey, let's Rumble in the Bronx, let's watch all of his shit.
Around the world in 80 days.
And I maybe not that one. Wasn't Coogan in that? Wasn't this movie?
Coogan
Yeah, wild.
yeah. It's actually not a terrible movie,
I can imagine it's not,
it's not.
Yeah. But I remember liking this movie, and I remember thinking it was more than it is, I think. 'Cause I was texting with my dad, and I was like, hey, I'm watching Police Story for the podcast, blah blah blah. And I was like, some call it like the best action movie ever. And I believed that when I said that. And then I watched it again and was like, there really isn't a lot of action in this movie. It's two big action pieces. And the middle of it is full of fucking nonsense.
We do not understand that culture. China in the 80s, we do not understand.
I think what it was, because the
That's
action.
you want to know what? That's a fair assessment.
Yeah.
You know
China.
what? You want to know
China.
what? We
China.
don't understand China like in the years
Now.
before we were
Yeah.
born. You want to know what? You're right.
That's not a hot take, That's legit. But like, don't get me wrong, the action sequences were amazing. Like the opening sequence in the movie was amazing, and the last sequence in the movie was fucking amazing. But like, I think the middle part was Jackie Chan trying to find the comedic thing that he eventually figured out in the Rush Hour movies and the Shanghai movies. 'Cause that's what makes him amazing is like, yes, the action, but also the comedy shit.
But again,
Like the
that could have been top tier comedy in China. I mean, we go back and look
85.
at like we point out all the time about Steve Martin, like the funniest guy at the time in the late 70s, literally not funny at all.
George
So
Carlin, by the way. People look at George Carlin as the funniest fucking guy ever. Like, his stand-up was bad. It was bad. Like, he did not tell a lot of jokes. Like, he was not funny. Like,
he was
yeah.
not a jokey man. He was
No.
pretty
So
political.
you're right. But again, that's sort of my point, though, is like, he was figuring it out. And before he can make it to Hollywood, he has to figure it out and do this shit in China. And if it worked in China, clearly it did. This movie made like way more than its budget. Then that's great. But you really got to like iron that shit out before you're going to get to star with Owen Wilson and Chris Tucker and Steve Coogan.
Don't forget Coogan. I do got to ask King though. I didn't even check if there was the option. Did you watch this a dubbed version or did you watch the subtitle like Chinese language?
Subtitle. I just watched the subtitle. Yeah.
Not very well done with the audio to mouth moving. I don't know if because they invented the like speeding it up to make it look like they're doing things faster than they actually are. I think they do that for when they're talking some like a lot of the time. Like we want this movie to be an hour and 35 minutes. Let's just, you know, those people that watch like TikToks and videos in like 2x speed because you can pretty much understand what's still going on. I feel like that's what they did a lot.
I have a story about that. I was in a class at Lane a really long time ago, and it was just like a film class, dumb film class. And that was like early on in knowing about Jackie Chan. And the teacher was like, well, yeah, and in his movies, they like speed it up and like the action's not actually that fast. And I was like, fucking blasphemy. You take it back. You're evil. You're wrong. And then it's like, yeah, no, they actually did. I used to do that.
Do you see how fast some of those fucking guys like flip around when they get kicked and leg swept and shit?
Yeah. Also, you mentioned the talking like we all know what Jackie Chan sounds like, even when he's not speaking English. So why did they dub Jackie Chan with another Chinese person? Like, what am I missing? Did they do that with everybody? Like,
he wasn't Jackie Chan then. He wasn't the Chan.
Was he not available to like voice himself when they're doing the recording or whatever? Like, that was so weird.
Yeah, I don't know.
Seeing Jackie Chan talk and another Chinese man's voice come out.
Yeah, weird. I mean, I kind of have a general idea where King will be on this movie, but at least, I mean, this got us. Remember the opening scene in Tango and Cash. Stops in front of the fucking tanker, points the gun at. I mean, homage to the bus scene in this movie.
I have other ones too. Do you have more?
That's all I got. I got nothing like.
So this inspired scenes in Tango and Cash, as you said. Also, Bad Boys 2, Uncharted, the recent movie about the video game with Tom Holland? Mark Wahlberg. They said that like most of the action in their movie was inspired by Police Story and other Jackie Chan movies. He literally named
15 minutes of action that's in this movie.
And then yeah. So I mean. Again, it goes along with Jackie Chan's entire career. His entire career, especially before he came to the United States, is he inspired everybody and everybody copied him for a lot of the things they do. So, and you got to give credit where it's due too, because he is the fight choreographer too for a lot of these, and so he and his team are actually coming up with these sequences. So,
one thing I always give Jackie Chan props for in his movies, I mean, like you said, he's the star. He wrote, he directed this. In all his movies, he always gets the shit kicked out of him. He gets fucking just pummeled throughout his movies.
Yeah, every single
physically
one.
Like his actual stunts and stuff, but like his character, just he's not coming out of fights unscathed.
He loses a lot. Yeah, and not only does he lose, but he does like he'll like bonk his head and be like. Like that kind of stuff.
Oh, that classic.
The classic shit, man. Yeah, I love it. That's Jackie Chan, dude. Like, nobody else does that.
I see those in his multiple movies, and I'm like, I feel like that's kind of racist. I don't know why I feel like it's
semi-caricature, right?
Caricature, like, yes. That's probably a better way to say it. But I'm always like, okay. Yeah.
Yep. And obviously known for breaking every bone in his body, doing his own stunts. I think in this one, it would be obviously jumping off the top and sliding down the pole. And then, by the way, getting up and chasing after guys right after he landed, which is fucking nuts. Like, that's just nuts.
They had one day. They had a...
Yeah. Well, most of the time, when he does these crazy ones, they don't continue shooting. Like it's a hard cut right after the scene's over because he fucking injured himself, obviously.
My favorite part of Jackie Chan movies is the end credit where they show people get fucked up, and to watch people just like two guys just grabbing arms and legs of like a lifeless body more or less and dragging it off, and people like just they're just like in shorts and no shirt, like fanning Jackie Chan who's unconscious on the ground.
Yeah, and not even him either. They do it with like all the stunt guys too. Like, guys, they're literally like broken physically all over, and they're just carrying them by each limb.
Yeah. OSHA was not involved in any of Jackie Chan's fucking movies. No. It's my favorite part.
All right, let's see. So the other one in this movie too was the umbrella. And so when he's chasing the bus, he grabs onto it, jumps onto the moving bus with the umbrella, and then sort of like slides his feet on the ground while hanging onto the umbrella. I read that for the first couple tries, it was a wood umbrella and it broke and it like kept slipping. And so he literally was like just falling on the ground while the bus was moving. And so they switched it to a metal one so it wouldn't break anymore. Maybe they should have thought of that first, but climbing on the bus, like guys punching him, not really punching him, but obviously like you have to act like they punched you. So you're going backwards while grabbing onto a moving bus and then to jump in and do all the shit he did. It's classic. I mean,
you could say whatever you want, but yeah, the first 15 minutes in the last 15 minutes, it's hard to argue. Like
how, it's amazing.
I mean, again, quality of it, the cars going down the hillside, toppling through the shanty town that they built.
I know.
I mean, it's a little unnecessary because it didn't look good.
Just reckless. It did not look good. No.
How many people just had, you know, they're crippled for life just on that scene, just like the extras. And
by the way, that was not organized at all. It literally looked like they just let cars go, and there's a bunch of people like scrambling, like trying to avoid getting hit by a car. They're like, okay, so we're gonna drop these cars now. Just make sure you don't get hit. Are they on like a track or something? Nope. They're just gonna be bouncing down the hill.
Just hurtling down the hill.
Good luck.
This is like what Trump wants in like MAGA, or not necessarily MAGA, but like the MAGA politicians of like they want the country to be able to pump shit out fast like this. Because I brought up OSHA already. They don't want OSHA there. They want shit to get done now. And guess what? Jackie Chan knew how to get shit done right then and there.
Half the movie was that shanty town. They had a huge shootout in the shanty town, and then last weekend's, all right, we're gonna destroy it with these cars. So hopefully it works.
At least China was on point with the dumb cops at the time. We watched Smoking the Bandit, a lot of dumb cops. The guy like not even he's supposed to be hiding, like staking out the sting operation. He's just like huddled there, like with binoculars out in plain view. It's like, man.
Yeah, with wires coming,
I will say one thing about this movie still kind of rings true today, even, you know, 30, 40 years later, is that one scene where Jackie is picking up the phones and he's just, and there's like a domestic violence call.
I just got raped. I just got raped.
That results in pregnancy. And he's like,
hold on.
Did you notice what his advice was to the rape victim at the end?
Was it take like Plan B? Wasn't it?
Take
morning after pills.
Holy shit! Holy shit! Well,
he's a co-op.
He's a fucking co-op.
And the funniest thing was, I mean, she said she was raped a year ago.
Did she?
Yeah, that was the other bit. This happened a year ago. Oh, let's take Plan B, the morning after pill.
Why is that in this movie, Jackie? Why did you?
Because they needed that scene of him juggling the phones and
you
stuff.
You didn't have to have a rape victim. You didn't.
No. I do. I and will say one violence. Of my favorite scenes in every single cop movie from like, you know, late '70s to early '90s. Like maybe Dragnet is one of the last ones. Probably not, but where there's always the chaotic phone scene.
Oh yeah,
where there's just. You just got to pick up the phone and just, I always love those.
And he, like Jackie always does these too, where he'll have like a favorite prop of that movie. So like in Shanghai Nights, I think he did like the umbrella tricks.
Umbrella ladders.
Umbrella, the hats and stuff. Yeah.
So he's really, ladders and chair matches all the time.
He's really good at that. And like in Shanghai Noon too, because he had the, he tied the rope to the horseshoe and was like using it as a weapon and shit. Like, just you, like, he is the best at using practical items as weapons. Like,
bring back practical effects.
Mm-hmm. Man, he's the best. Yeah. Like, how versed are you guys, both of you, in Jackie Chan movies? Like, have you watched the big ones? Or,
I mean,
like,
I'm versed in this series. I mean, the third movie, which isn't even called Police Story. He plays the same
it's called
character.
It's called A New Police Story. No, I think it's called.
Nope.
Right?
Nope. Instead of Police Story 3, they decided they wanted to change the name to Super Cop.
The Cop Who Won't Stop?
The Cop Who Won't, yeah. And, you know, that was one with, like, Michelle Yeoh's in it, and it's fantastic.
I don't think that's part of the series. I
it
think
is.
It's just a different movie.
Nope, it is not.
I swear.
It is, and technically, Super Cop 2, which he's not in, is technically part of the series.
All right. Because I got sequels on the... Yeah, you're right. That's
Super Cop.
Story 3, Super
Meet
Cop.
Meet the Cop
yeah.
Who Can't Be Stopped.
The Cop Who Can't... Yeah. Okay, so there's Police Story 1, Police Story 2, Police Story 3, Super Cop, Police Story 4, First Strike, New Police Story, which is the first reboot, starring Jackie Chan as his original character, and then Police Story 2013, which is another reboot, starring Jackie Chan as the original character. And then Ski's saying there's another one coming out.
New Police Story 2, I think is the next one. Yeah.
Wild.
Money to be made, fellas. Money to be made.
How old did you guess Jackie Chan is?
He's 68.
What you got, King?
71.
He's 71 years old.
Ooh.
Did you look that
guy up?
Nope.
That's good stuff.
I was just going to say, I feel like there's a story about Jackie Chan disowning one of his daughters for being a lesbian. So he's got to be of a certain age.
Yeah. And then there was that, like, viral thing going around of his daughter watching his movies and crying or something like that. But nobody knows if it was actually real.
Like, yeah, I feel like that ended up being kind of fake.
Yeah, that but was.
Weird. I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah.
It got me. I was like, oh, man, that sucks.
I know. But the reason I brought that up is, what is the first thing that comes to mind when you hear Jackie Chan stunt? Like, what's the top stunt you have seen him do?
I think it's
a
Drunken
couple,
Master when he falls in the fire pit.
Yeah, like the coals.
Yeah.
There was that, and there was Rumble in the Bronx where he was grabbing onto the bus, like, with his hands, and the bus was moving and he was, like, flying out. He also, in that movie, he, like, jumped from a... So, like, we see this happen in movies all the time where, like, you jump from one roof to the other. Like, and he jumped from a roof to a stairwell thing and just ate shit. And I remember he, like, broke his ankle in that one in real life. But, like, yeah.
There's only two people that does that shit. Jackie Chan and fucking TC, man.
Yep.
That is it.
Who is the better stuntman? Chan or Cruz? Because Chan, when he fucks up, I don't want to minimize it.
He gets hurt. Yeah.
But it happens a lot. Or has happened. Cruz, if it goes awry, he's dead. Right? Who's the better one? But he always comes out unscathed somehow.
I think you always think it's like the Evel Knievel effect. You think Evel Knievel's great, but he always just crashes. So is he actually good?
Yeah. And is Jackie Chan a compiler?
Well, I mean, like, my thing is, I feel like if I were to jump from a roof to a stair, like stairwell, my leg would break. I'd break an ankle. I'd break a foot.
Yes.
Right? I just would.
Your ACL would pop.
I feel like if I jumped off a cliff to the bars of a helicopter, I might miss. Yeah. But if I grab it perfect, oh, I'm good. Like, there's just, you just, I don't know.
So Cruz does things that are more humanly possible. And And Jackie just doesn't give a shit and just jumps. And, like, well, if I break myself, I break myself.
Yeah. He dies, he dies.
He dies, he dies. I remember in Drunken Master, so he's supposed to look drunk the whole time. And instead of doing that with makeup, he would hang upside down and let the blood rush into his head and then quickly stand up on his feet and act. Like that is so
Again,
stupid.
better ways to do things, Jack.
There are better ways. That's what happens when he directs movies, dude. He's not exactly practical. He's gonna drive some cars through a shanty town. You know?
You know what else is not real practical? Just the whole middle hour of dealing with the two women in his life at the
God,
time.
tedious.
Man, it is
And
just
not funny
and not funny at
at
all.
all. Not even a little bit funny.
King brought up like very caricature of when he has his buddy come in to like fake a kidnapping of her. That whole thing, that whole scene, everything in that apartment was oof.
Was awful. Like,
Awful.
awful. And, like, it kind of makes him look like a prick.
He is a
'Cause
prey. Yeah.
his woman is ride or die. Like, she is with him through everything. Even after he's like accused of killing the other cop and he's, you know, like his face is in the papers and blah blah blah, like a shamed cop, blah, you know. She is staking out places with him. She is going into places, putting herself in harm's way for him. And all he does is act like a dick to her and like demean her and talk down to her and shit.
Great. Other great thing about Jackie Chan movies, equal opportunities, man. The women get the shit kicked out of them too.
They do,
Man, yeah.
Because the what's her name?
Selena.
Selena Fong. Yeah, she goes through some glass a few times. Like, which, by the way,
Who didn't go through
who
fucking
didn't
glass?
go through glass? Like, everybody got thrown through plate glass.
Was the entire mall made of glass? I
That's
mean,
what I
my
was gonna
God.
ask. Like, if they had to open the mall in the morning, like, there's glass everywhere. Like, how are they getting? They needed like 4 hours at least to get all that glass out of there, and they broke every window.
Every window.
Every single one. Yeah, if you were an actor in the mall sequence, you were thrown through glass. Or you rode a Vespa through glass.
Yeah,
Somehow there was a
there's a
Vespa.
little scooter in
I
there too.
mean, I feel like for a couple decades, if you were in a mall scene and it wasn't like Jingle All the Way, there was either a Vespa type motor thing or thrown through glass. Like,
It does seem
I'm
like it.
not saying he was the pioneer of it in
Yeah,
this one, but
we've seen a lot of dirt bikes in malls.
yeah, that is weird.
It is weird.
It's the 80s too. Like 80s, there were dirt bikes everywhere. And so there's a good chance there's going to be some in the mall.
Yeah, dirt biking. Very intimidating. Very.
They're so loud. Very.
I just gotta hope they slip on some TCBY on those
Yep.
tires.
Oh, yeah.
Or some mustard
You
from the
throw some
pretzel
pineapple
place.
froyo out in front of them and just wipe them all out. It's your only hope.
I mean, that's a pretty good way to take down the gang.
Because, I mean, you go up an escalator there. We've seen mall movies. They can go up the escalator. You're still screwed.
I will tip my hat to the stunt people. The last thing on earth I would want to fall or get thrown down is a fucking escalator.
The worst.
It it's hard as a rock. It is sharp. Oh,
Oh,
it's a
baby.
stair still. God, how? I don't even know how you break your
Hey, yo.
fall on that. Yeah.
Hey, yo.
It's
Damn.
long. It's long.
Hey,
It's
fall on that
hard. I
shit. You
mean,
never know,
hey, whoo,
man. You
great
need
movement to
a
it. I
morning
mean,
after pill, all
bing
right?
bong.
Bing bong. I did like that because that was in the after credits too. They showed him like training for that, from jumping from the ledge.
Training.
Oh,
Training.
yeah, just you're gonna get thrown down there.
I
Have
know.
fun.
Yeah, trying it out first with the
Yeah.
cameras not rolling, I guess is what you call it. But yeah, like jumping from a ledge onto an escalator. Like, by the way, Jackie, it doesn't have to be made of metal. Like, it can be made of wood and look like metal. Like, or.
He did not learn about movie magic.
No. He missed that part. Which is
He
why
missed the he missed that James Cameron
he did.
symposium.
Yeah, he did.
Well, that's kind of why he's famous, Jackie Chan. So,
It really is, because I mean, watching this movie again, it's not great.
not a good
If
movie.
you take out the crazy stunt shit, it's not great.
And I say this as someone who is a big Jackie Chan fan. This is not a great
Say that
movie.
five times fast.
Jackie Chan fan, Jackie Chan fan, Jackie Chan fan. Jackie, oh, I got to do two more. Jackie Chan fan, Jackie Chan fan, Jackie Chan fan, Jackie Chan fan. That's pretty good.
Doing that a van. Well, a
At,
minivan.
what
In a
am
minivan.
I in? In a
I'm a Los
minivan?
Angeles Ram. Come a
Cammy
cam. Ward.
Cam juice. So I, again, I say this as a huge Jackie Chan fan. This is not one of them. It's got two really cool action sequences in it, but the rest of this movie is bad. Like bad, bad.
And the crazy thing is, I'm pretty sure this movie's in like what was it, like the Crittenden collection where they put like the best movies possible in there.
It was, I think it was voted like it was in the top 30 action movies ever made or something like
Yeah,
that. I forget. Like,
and
yeah,
I guess
by
if you look at
critics.
it like what it brought to action movies, I mean,
Influence?
he
Yeah.
created essentially the action cop movie and the yeah, the crazy stunts and I mean, yeah.
DEI film.
It is a DEI film.
Luckily under me, DEI is dead. The D
Dead.
in DEI films are stands for dead.
No,
Jackie
Jackie.
Chan.
Not on my watch.
But Jackie Chan
More
movies are
like
going to be
Jackie
100,
Tan
145%
movies.
tariff. 145% tariff on them.
Yeah, how much does it gonna cost to get a Jackie Chan movie made nowadays? You know,
Not
like.
enough.
Did
Ew.
you say ew?
Ew.
93% on Rotten
It's
Tomatoes. So,
crazy.
like,
So
I
I
think,
hadn't seen this movie before.
yeah.
That and I always look, and I know I shouldn't because it kind of
Use it.
movies I haven't seen, I
Yeah.
look and it skews my perspective somewhat. That's an insane rating.
Yeah, it kind of is. And I think it's what Ski was saying. I think it is when it came out, I don't think anybody had seen anything like it. And so, and I think if you're looking back at it now, you sort of look beyond how shitty the middle 50 or 60 minutes of this movie were, and look at the influence that it had and sort of what it started. So I get that. But also, this movie's not very good.
Because it definitely, I mean, you jump ahead the 10 years when he made, Drunken Master 2, Super Cop, a lot of his mid-90s movies, much, much, much better. Just
Yes.
everything about it. The quality is up. But yeah, I mean, I'm fine to say there's a lot of American movies, these old movies, highly rated, highly touted. They fucking suck. They suck.
Name some.
Oh, the biggest one, the biggest sham of them all is Field of Dreams. Movie fucking
Well,
sucks.
yeah, obviously.
Ski Patrol.
Hey,
Ski Patrol, all
hey.
right. Or not be not Ski School 2, or Ski School 1.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Which one's the one with Zach Galifianakis?
Out cold.
Out cold. My bad. My bad. Sorry, I was
Jesus.
mixing those two. It's
Jeremy
easy
London
mistake.
from our last week's movie.
Easy mistake. Yep. Yeah, Jeremy London. King of cinema.
Did you know his brother Drake is a wide receiver for the Falcons?
I did know that.
A
Yeah.
lot of people didn't know that.
He's very tall. Very
Yeah.
tall. Yeah.
Fucking liberal media is lying to you.
Yeah. Don't believe what your eyes are showing you. Believe me.
The Democrats won't tell you that, but I
Believe
will.
what I'm telling you.
I will. I'm here for you. All right. Should we grade this? Anything else on this?
I mean, there's a lot more to just pick it apart, but
Yeah.
I think we blanketed it enough
He
with.
did slap a woman in this movie.
It's 80s. I
Okay. All right. That's I was gonna ask, yeah.
feel
Okay.
like I've seen Chris Tucker smack woman, so acceptable.
That's so again, influence. Like Jackie Chan started it all in the mid-80s.
Jackie Chan definitely did not start smacking the shit out of women.
That'd have been
Yeah. Oh, really? All right. Well,
yeah.
fuck me, I guess. Never mind.
Bing Crosby was a thing well before then.
What's the Sinatra quote? If a woman needs a slap, damn it, I'll give it to her.
Okay.
Or no, that was Sean Connery. My bad.
Connery.
Yep. God damn it. That's not funny. That's not funny.
No, I'm not laughing.
Nope.
Fucking sicko.
Let's grade this. What should we
Fucking
grade it out of?
gross.
I go first. So
Five this
can we
week
do it out of five? Okay. All
of
right.
all your domestic violence cases.
So because of the five sequels that have
The
been
five,
made.
what the five fingers say to the woman's face,
Jeez.
Brian.
Jeez. That's a movie, right? Five Fingers of Death. I think that's
Yeah,
actually a movie. Yeah.
Five. Freddie got five fingered.
Who boy. I'm gonna give this movie a 2.5. And I feel like that's high. The movie's not good, but the two action sequences in it are very cool. So
2.0, it's a movie I like the last action sequence.
yeah.
Yeah, I have seen a lot of 70s and 80s kung fu movies. I've seen a lot of Jet Li movies, all that. I'm just gonna say this is bad.
It's bottom
It's
tier.
bad. I'm jumping with King. I'm giving it a two.
You know what? I'm lowering mine to a two. I felt like saying two, but I feel like I was gonna get crap for it, so
Unanimity!
yeah.
First time ever!
It was not enjoyable for an hour straight.
For most of it, yeah.